Today on Castle Country Focus, this is your host, Dylan Fielding, and I'm talking with Tom Niederhauser, who has been in the restaurant business just short of 100 years, 1967, he tells me, and he has run JB's Restaurants in eastern Utah since that time. Thank you, Tom, for visiting with us on Castle Country Focus.
You're welcome. Thanks. I'm very flattered that you would choose me and JB's to talk about.
Well, while we may be talking specifically about restaurants, the principles that I know you know and how you've managed your businesses over the years are applicable to any business, regardless of what its service or product is. So that's really the reason I'm picking your brain this morning, Tom.
Okay. Yeah, that's really true. It's principles can be applied in all businesses.
What's among the most important? Talk to us about that.
Boy, I almost don't know where to start. You know, as you and I have talked, and you quote me a lot of times, this is a penny business. You know, you need to work. You need to worry about your pennies, and then the dollars obviously will fall in place. But it's very much a people business. We had a saying that success follows when people come first. People first being your employees and then your guests. As you know, I've always believed that surround yourself with beauty and you're beautiful. And so you need to hire good people, and you need to treat them firm, fair, and consistently. It's always hard to remember your lies, so always be truthful. I tell kids when they ask me a question, don't ask me if you don't want to know. It might not be good.
So dealing with people, your employees and your customers, with respect.
Correct. In our business, the basics are food, service, and cleanliness, but I think you can apply that in a lot of business. It's service and being up front with people. And the other thing that I've always said is if you can measure it, you can manage it.
So what do you mean by that?
Well, we measure things, not abstracts, but we measure things like food and wage cost, and you have to, we measure it daily. You can't just come at the end of a month and say, ooh, our costs are out of line. You've got to be measuring it quite often so you can literally manage it. We have an accountant, but we know our numbers before the accountant tells us. If we didn't, we couldn't react quick enough to make changes.
So by knowing what your numbers are every day, if something's out of whack or begins to get out of whack, you can handle it.
That's correct, yeah. And then, you know, obviously you're in our business and probably every business, you're involved with employees, and you need to hire good employees, and usually you don't hire them unless you think they're good. But once you've hired them, you need to teach and train the expectations you have and then the rules you have. You know, after someone's hired, you need to make them part of the team. You don't just pick them as someone to just start telling what they're doing wrong. You know, you got to use please and thank you. That goes a long ways.
Give me some examples of how you would talk to or address a problem with an employee.
I think you got to bring out the problem, and then the employee needs to recognize that it's a problem, and then immediately you need to handle the problem and not the personality. You know, I think you need it just like you do with your kids. You need it. I don't like what has happened here. I love you, but I don't like what has happened here. Obviously, we didn't teach and train this correctly, but here's the expectation. Do you agree? And here's what was done wrong, and here's what we need to do to correct it. Do you agree with that?
And you get a commitment out of them.
Yeah, but you don't do it personally. You do it big picture-wise, like in order to make this business run, here's what we need to do, and you want to help make it run, don't you? That's the assumption you're always taking. And if you don't like it, well, let's help you get into something that you like. but if you're going to work here, here's the rules, and here's what we need to do, here's what we need to follow. You agree, type deal. You can't play the game unless you know the rules, you know, and you can't keep changing the rules. Like you imagine in football or basketball, if you, the coach kept changing the rules, or the NBA or whatever, NFL kept changing the rules, you wouldn't know what was going on, or change the rules as the game was going. That's part of my firm, fair, and consistent. You know, you need to be firm about what you've said, and then you need to be fair about it. If somebody's going to get in trouble for being late, then everybody better be in trouble for being late, and you better be consistent about it.
All right, you've got good employees. They're being trained and going along. But they got to have customers coming in. What kinds of things do you help ensure the customers?
Boy, that's a hard part, and I think that's where we rely on good food, good service, and a clean place, and consistency. You have to know what you're going to receive. It's just like I think McDonald's does a wonderful job with their French fries all over the world. You might not like them, but you know what you're going to get. And I think that's with every business, you know, it's got to be consistent. If it's worth, I know Wayne at Sutherland's does a wonderful job. He's quite consistent on solving problems and helping people. Marty at Grog's, I like the way he works. Your old guy, Errol Ross at Zion's, I think does a wonderful job. And I believe his employees respect him.
So it's almost to the point of being boring in consistency. So if I go in, I know what to expect out of JB's or any business, any successful business that I go into, and I can count on them. Is that right?
I think that's important. It might not be what everybody likes, but they know what they can expect. You know, if they've been to your place, they know what they can expect. And obviously, you'll listen to suggestions and comments, and that's why we have specials all the time that go into the menu for a couple of months, and then we see how they go, and we'll move popular things over and take old things out, stuff like that.
You're always being focused on the customer and what they want.
Boy, I think that's key. The customer and the employee. You know, the old success follows when people come first. Your people being your employees, and then also your guests.
Well, I think that is so important, and in any business, is focusing on the customer and making sure, and the employees, and making sure, because they're your representative.
Yeah, that's true. You can't buy better advertising than a customer making a positive comment to a friend or co-worker or something. That's the best advertising in the world.
Thank you, Tom, for taking a few minutes and visiting with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you, Dylan. Very, very fun. Thank you. Have a good day.